Adam and Eve in Chapel by Fred Hurst, read by Kevin Wilde. Snake asked woman if she could eat fruit from every tree. She said, "No, that tree in the middle, we've got to leave be." God said that we'd be bother after we had first bite. You won't believe him ever taste, thou'll be filled with delight. God knows that after thou'st tasted, thou'll surely know good from bad. The woman tasted. She found it were good. In fact, it was best she'd had. She tempted Adam, and they sat down, and they both had some to eat. Suddenly, they found that they were stark naked. That couldn't be right. They covered it with fig leaves so as to hide their bushes. When God walked through the garden, they hid in the bushes. God called out, "Oh, Adam, where at her?" And Adam had to come out. God, he'd be hopping mad when he knew they'd have some apple for a start. "Where has to been?" God said, "that were a long time when I shouted. And where is to woman? I've never known ye to be parted." Adam said, "I were freetin', and I didn't want tha to see me bare. How did to know thou were bare? It's that tree that isn't Lake Fair. It were to woman. She'd tell me to eat some fruit from that tree." T' woman said, "It were that sinful snake. He egged me on. He kidded me." To our snake, God said, "Thou'll be cursed and on thy belly thou crawl. T' world will call thee a sinner. Nobody'll like thee at all." To Adam, God said, "For thee cursed will be all soil. Thorns and thistles will grow on t' land. They'll have to toil. Thou sweat for all t' grain and thou grows out at dust. For dust thou art, and thou go back to t' soil. It's a must." To woman, God said, "I'll multiply this sorrow in thy conception. I'm sure thou'll live a long time to regret the deception." Adam decided that t' woman should be named Eve and become his wife. T' Lord said that they would be dandy furs for the rest of their life. God said, "Adam, thou one of us." He didn't want him to be an evildoer. "Now thou knows right from wrong, thou's no need to sin any more." God sent Adam out at the Garden of Eden to spend the rest of his life on land, and he put a flaming sword to guard that tree from which Adam were banned.